All right, amen. You may be seated. And I want to invite the children to come on up front. You can sit down up here if you want. So come on down for your sermon. All right, good morning. Anyone else want to come on down? Yeah, okay. There you go. Okay, I'm going to sit down with you. All right. Who here has had a really good dream lately? Okay, what was it about?
I dreamt I was in Russia with my mother and my father.
All right. Did that make you happy? Okay. Who else has had an interesting dream lately? What was it? What was your dream?
I don't want to say it.
Oh, it was a scary dream. I said a good dream. All right, you had a scary dream. I've had those too. Oh, well, you know what? I can tell you about two dreams that I remember, even though I had them a long time ago. One was that I could fly. Anybody ever have a dream they could fly? See, you've had that. Okay, it wasn't really flying. It was flying. It was more like gliding. I don't know what I was holding, but I was holding like this little thing. It wasn't bigger, much bigger than the sheet of paper. And I was just like holding it. And I remember just gliding over this river. And it was so cool. And sometimes, and I wasn't really going down. I was just sort of going the same height. That was one dream. And then I had a dream that I have no idea what it means. I was standing in my front yard of my old house. I was talking to a friend. And then right behind me, the stampede of little miniature pigs ran by me. And here's the thing. I didn't think it was weird in my dream. I just kept on talking to my neighbor. There is a person, you've probably heard of him. His name is Martin Luther King Jr. He had a good dream. He had a really good dream. And do you know what part of his dream was? What? Have freedom, right? What else? Civil rights. I'm going to tell you something very strong about the dream he had. He said he had a dream that his kids would be judged by the content of their character and not by the color of their skin. So you guys know what that means? What's the content of your character? What is that? Exactly. What kind of person you are. That's right. What else? Oh, that's so good. They got to hear it.
Who are you and what do you do? And if you do bad things or good things?
That is so right. You guys are catching the dream. What?
He also dreamt that his people would one day reach the promised land.
Okay, fantastic. Now, does that sound like a good dream? Doesn't that sound better than a bunch of little miniature pigs stampeding behind you? Do you know what his dream was really about? His dream was that we would be more like God. Did you know in the Bible it says people look on the outside, but God looks at the inside, at the heart, which is what you were talking about, what kind of person you are. You might look at me and say, wow, what an extremely handsome man. What an extremely handsome one-handed man. That's not what really matters. What really matters is what you've already discovered, what kind of person you are. That matters a lot more to your other friends, and that really should matter a lot more to you in them. If you guys are looking around for friends to have, look at the inside. Look at what kind of person they are. Don't worry about the outside. That doesn't matter as much. It doesn't matter as much to God. And what matters is your character, what kind of person you are. And it also matters in the kind of friends that you choose. Look for character. Be somebody who has a high content of your character, all right? And I was just kidding about being the handsome part, okay? All right. Let's bow our heads. God, what a dream. What a dream you've given. Help us to please remember that you would have us to have beautiful character. Help us to let you grow that in us and help us to look for that and value that in others so that this dream can be true each day. Thank you for each young person here this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.